This is the son of PCJ.
This is the happy station, calling everyone of every nation. Everyone goes in the fun, we've got the blues right on the run. Every Sunday at this time, we're feeling good, we're feeling fine. Come join the chorus, sing and tap it. Get the happy station habits.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station. Well, this is another special show for the holiday season, but not the past holiday season, the present holiday season. Because today, the 21st of January, 2012, is the first day of the Chinese New Year. We are now known as the Year of the Dragon. Yes, the dragon. It's a good dragon. It's not an evil dragon. So I don't think there's any need to call out St. George. But stay tuned, because coming up on today's program, we're going to be, well, finding out what people here in Taiwan think about Chinese New Year and the different animals that go with Chinese New Year in the Chinese zodiac calendar, as well as hearing from some children about what they like to get for this time of year, because for children, it is quite common to receive presents, just as it is for children in the West during Christmas. Keith Powell here with you for the next 55 minutes, and I hope you enjoy the program today. We're going to begin with a piece of music that I just heard for the first time in many years the other day. I had totally forgotten about it. The first time I heard it, it was off a radio program called the International Radio Report with Sheldon Harvey and Bill Westenhaver. The show is still going strong now, but it's now with Sheldon and Janice Carlock. And for a long time, he opened the show with a piece by Kraftwerk from a classic album called Trans Europe Express. The track is called Europe Endless. And I just heard it for the first time in many, many years a couple of days ago, and I thought, hey, what a good way to begin today's program. This is like going back to the early days of electronic music, way before what people are doing now. This is 1977, and this album is considered a classic recording. So is Kraftwerk, fantastic band from Germany. Here they are with Endless Europe, beginning today's program.
Thank you.
Kraftwerk, Endless Europe from the album Trans Europe Express, beginning today's edition of Happy Station from PCJ, heard around the world on shortwave, satellite, and on great partner stations everywhere. At the beginning of the show, I mentioned it's a holiday. Now, this is what I would call a long holiday. It's celebrated throughout East Asia and Chinese communities everywhere, and that is the Chinese New Year. Now, here in Taiwan, things do slow down a bit. Yes, now the shops are all open, the restaurants are all open, and that's only because for restaurants and shops, it's a great time to make business. But things like banks and post offices and government departments, they all close down. Companies also close down as well. And it's also a time that here in Taiwan, you don't want to do, let's say, any holiday traveling, because everywhere you go, it's crowded. It is completely, it's a pain. It's the only thing I can say. Now, in China, for example, in Beijing, the capital, and also in Shanghai, during the Chinese New Year holiday, Beijing is almost like a ghost town. At this very moment that this show is going out, and the date that we're recording it, which is on a Wednesday, China has the largest ever migration of people in the world. Nothing like anything else in the world. Millions upon millions of people going to the Beijing railway station, as well as the one in Shanghai and other parts of the country, to buy train tickets back to their hometown. And you're not talking about just maybe 1 or 2 million. That would be like, oh, tiny little thing. We're talking about millions upon millions upon millions upon millions. Now, during the week in China, because there's so many people traveling, everything, like I said, quiets down. Beijing is almost like a ghost town. Shanghai less so, but nevertheless, very different from normal times. In other places like Hong Kong, for example, Hong Kong is extremely busy because many people from around East Asia will travel to Hong Kong to partake in the shopping deals that they will have at this time of year. In fact, Hong Kong's population goes up by nearly 1 million people during the week of Chinese New Year. And it's people from Singapore, Malaysia, from so many other places. Here in Taiwan, like I said, yes, it's a little different. Singapore as well, is a little bit maybe like Taiwan. Things do close down, but not to the extent of China. That's how important this holiday is in the Chinese zodiac calendar. In Chinese communities around the world, you could be in the United States, Australia, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Italy, Norway, Sweden, Canada, Latin America, Cuba, Japan, South Korea, India, Singapore, Sri Lanka, South Africa, every place you go where there's a Chinese community, you will see the dragons out and lanterns and people getting ready to celebrate the holiday. And there's even a lot of foods that go along with Chinese New Year. Some of the foods are indigenous to a particular region of East Asia or a particular country in East Asia. There's some foods during Chinese New Year that people in Taiwan will eat that people in China don't eat. And Hong Kong and the other places are the same. Very fantastic holiday. Now, we're going to have a little bit of music. When we come back, well, we have something special for you. But first, here's Anne Murray and a song requested not too long ago, Snowbird.
Beneath its snowy mantle, cold and clean, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. Snowbird sings a song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too, and anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever. never is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
Snowbird, Anne Marie, and her first hit from, 1969, when that was originally released. You're listening to Happy Station. Our website is pcjmedia.com, and of course you can always contact us. Our website, hs@pcjmedia.com, hs@pcjmedia.com. Now, a moment ago I was telling you that this week is Chinese New Year. So I was trying to think, you know, what could we do for the program today? And last week I had some friends over, and then I also decided to wander off to one of the local schools not far from where PCJ is located and see if there were some students that were free so we can talk to them also about Chinese New Year. So that's what we have for you right now. Now, you were in London.
Yeah.
And, you know, Chinese New Year is just around the corner. And for anybody that's not familiar with Chinese New Year, the best way to describe it would be, let's say, the Chinese equivalent of Christmas. It's not the same, of course, but it's just as big a holiday.
Yeah.
Not in Taiwan, but let's say, for example, in China, everything shuts down. I mean, completely shuts down for a week. When you were in London, did you miss the Chinese New Year celebration? or did you were you able to take part in it in a different way?
No, not really. Like I said, there is a Chinatown in London, and I still got some friends from Taiwan, so we celebrated Chinese New Year together. And at the same time, I introduced Chinese New Year to my flatmates. Yeah, they are English, but I think we got on quite well. So they were happy to celebrate Chinese New Year with me. It's kind of, I think it's really good. You know, they introduced their culture to me, and I introduced my culture to them. I quite enjoy, yeah.
So this year, we're now coming into the year of the dragon. What animal are you?
I'm tiger.
You're a tiger?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
And is there any, just in case nobody understands, is there any significance with being a tiger? If the, do people here, let's say in Asian culture, say, oh, you're a tiger, so you must be this way, this way, this way, this way?
Well, I think tiger is more proactive. Some people might say tigers are more aggressive, but I personally don't think so. It just, you know, we say something and then we take actions. I think that's really good.
I've known you for a while. You are probably the least aggressive person that I've met. I mean, if anything, you're not a tiger, you're a pussycat, you know?
yeah, more like that, yes. Well, that's a part of tiger's nature, right?
So, for this Chinese New Year coming up,
yeah.
Do you have any special plans?
Well, I think keep working hard in film industry. Yeah. I think it's a shame I couldn't spend more time in the UK, because I quite like the culture there, or European culture. But I think since I already came back to Taiwan, I think the film industry in Taiwan is going up, developing. So
Taiwan has produced some absolutely phenomenal films, but compared, let's say, to even other countries in the region, it's either very small, and the other thing, of course, is very localized. Like, there's a lot of films that, let's say, are produced, but they're not seen outside of Taiwan, because if they were shown outside of Taiwan, nobody would get it.
I think you're right. But recently, because I think that's a long-term issue. Because we don't have any genre. You see what I mean? We only have art house films like Hou Xiaoxian, Cai Minliang, or long time ago, Yang De Chang. But recently, we finally got commercial films, and which are categorized, you know, different genre. And I think I'm quite optimistic about Taiwanese film industry. And so, you know, I think it's good. I think I'm at the right time.
Yeah. Okay, to end off, my final question is, at this time of year, of course, people say Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And I had a question that recently came from a couple of listeners in Southeast Asia that wanted to know is, let's say December 31st, do you say Happy New Year differently than you would, let's say, a Chinese New Year? Or do you say the same thing?
I think we tend to say 恭喜发财.
So you just
in
say
Chinese New Year.
In Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
And what about for the end of the year?
The end of the year, well, just Happy New Year, like 新年快乐, yeah.
Okay, so there are two different ways of saying
it. Yeah, but for Chinese New Year, we definitely say 恭喜发财.
There, you heard it first, 恭喜发财,
yes.
Or if you're from a Cantonese-speaking area, 恭喜发财.
Well, I would say 恭喜发财.
Yeah, right. Okay, Natasha Song, thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.
You know, while Natasha and I were speaking, you probably heard a lot of noise in the background because today, the date that this is actually being recorded is January the 14th, which is the day that the national election took place in Taiwan, and there were some people that came over. So I thought that we would push Natasha aside because she gave us her entire story, but we'd head out to the other lunatics to find out what animals, besides my three dogs and cats, besides my three dog and cats that I have here. So let's go and take a look. Come on, move, Natasha. Don't move out of the way. Okay, we have one here. And we have to find out what other animals are here besides the dogs and cat. So what animal are you, sir?
Rooster, yes.
We have another animal here who's wearing glasses.
No, I'm not an animal. I'm a female animal.
A female animal. Okay, what animal are you in the Chinese calendar?
I am female animal, not animal.
I think we, I think basically what happened is too much wine has been served. But Afu, what animal are you, just out of curiosity?
A chicken.
You're a chicken, so you're just like him.
Just like Teo.
You know, I could make a joke right now.
Chicken, not a
rooster.
Rooster, yeah, I'm a rooster.
You know,
female rooster.
Okay, there is another word for rooster. Nah, don't say it, Natasha. And schoolboy now is attacking the rooster. Yeah. We have three other people here, and we'll move the cable, and the dogs are getting stuck in it. What animal are you?
Je suis taureau.
Vous pouvez le dire en français, alors?
Oui, je suis taureau.
Oui, mais je m'appelle taureau. Il n'y a pas taureau dans... Now I'm going into French myself. There isn't taureau in the Chinese zodiac calendar, is there? Are you a horse?
Yeah, I'm dog.
Really? Okay, I'm a dog as well, and I'm not going to refrain from making any type of comments. And we have another one here, Minfu, who's wearing kind of a Norwegian shirt from Scandinavia. You are?
I'm dog.
Another dog as well. And then we have River, who's wearing kind of hippie glasses. I think she just needs to be smoking something. You are?
I'm horse.
Horse. So we have five dogs. No, sorry, six dogs.
Really?
Yes, I'm a dog. I'm a dog as well. We have two roosters, which could actually be something else, but I'm not going to say. And we have a tiger. Natasha was just explaining to me the personality of a tiger, saying a tiger is aggressive. Would any of you say that a tiger, that this tiger over here is aggressive? Would you say that?
In Taiwan, yeah, general is not good.
Really?
Yes. Tiger year is not good. Yeah.
How?
Yeah. Marriage or funeral, you can tiger show on. Yeah, no tiger. Yeah. Yeah.
No tiger showed off in marriage ceremonies.
Star sign is Leo.
Oh my god.
Leo. Okay, on the count of three, I want everybody to say Happy New Year in Chinese and mention something about the dragon.
There's no dragon. Okay.
It is the year of the dragon. Okay, you're the second person today who went, it's the year of the dragon. I didn't even know that. So are you also a fake Chinese? Are you fake Taiwanese? Are you somebody else who appears to be something you're not, whatever that means?
I'm Chinese, but I'm Taiwanese, but I'm fake Chinese.
Okay, all right. Count of three in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
name?
My name is Sam.
And what is your animal? What animal are you?
Horse.
Horse. You look a little bit like a horse. What's your name?
I'm Ricky.
And what's your animal?
Rabbit.
Rabbit. You're rather big to be a rabbit. And we have a girl over here who has a red jacket. She looks a bit like a dragon, but I don't think she's a dragon. What's your name?
My name is Sue.
Your name is Sue. And what animal are you?
Sheep.
You're a rib sheep. What's a rib sheep? What's a rib sheep? Is a rib sheep a new animal? What is a rib sheep? Is it like here rabbit, up here sheep? Is it a sheep that jumps? Okay, well, while she's laughing, let me ask you, do you like Chinese New Year, yes or no?
Yes.
And why? What is it about Chinese New Year that you like?
I don't know.
You don't know? I mean, like, you don't get any money, you know, you don't get any gifts?
I can get.
Yeah?
Yes.
And what about, like, food? Do you like the food at Chinese New Year?
Yes.
What's your favorite?
Chicken.
Chicken. So we got a chicken, and we got a reb sheep. I don't know what that is. Let's move here to Sam. Sam, do you like Chinese New Year, yes or no?
Yes.
And why do you like Chinese New Year?
But I can get some money.
So you mean you just get money?
Yes.
You don't steal the money. People just give you money.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And what do you do with the money?
I go play something and make something in home.
Okay, he makes something with the money. Where is the rab sheep? Rab sheep, come here. Let's get back to Sue for a moment. Okay, Sue, I know you're a sheep, right? You're a sheep, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like Chinese New Year, yes or no?
Yes.
And what is it about Chinese New Year that you like? Why do you like it?
Because people get me some money.
Some money? I mean, how much money do you get? How much money do you think you will get?
1 million.
I don't know.
You don't know. And do you like the food at Chinese New Year?
Yes.
What is your favorite food? Over here before we just had chicken. What about you?
Meat.
Well, what kind of meat? Lamb, fish, chicken. Bull, frog, whale, idiot. What is your favorite?
Fish.
She likes fish. All right. Now, how do you say Last thing. I need you to say Taiwanese and I need you to say Chinese. How do you say Happy Chinese New Year in Chinese?
新年快乐!
Okay, and how do you say it in Taiwanese?
I know.
新年快乐!
Say it again.
新年快乐!
Say it in Chinese.
新年快乐!
It sounds the same already. You're trying to fool me.
The song that we took a listen to right now is called Tian Mi Mi, performed by Dali Jun, otherwise known as Teresa Tang. And that was our little Chinese New Year special, Year of the Dragon. Yeah, but there's no need to call out St. George. This is a dragon that probably doesn't need to be slain. You're listening to the Happy Station Show, and it's very nice to have you with us. And you may remember, last week on the program, I was telling you about the SWL Fest. That's the Shortwave Listeners Fest, which takes place on March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, USA. Well, I'm going to be attending the meeting. And if you go to the website, swlfest.com, that's swlfest.com, you can register and you can also pay by PayPal, which I think is fantastic. It's very fantastic. And also you can book a room at the Doubletree Hotel where the conference is taking place. There's a special rate of $94. I already booked mine, but I was just doing it very quickly because apparently rooms are going very fast. So do go and check it out, swlfest.com, and you can find out all the details. And this year is the 25th anniversary, and there's going to be some prizes, some lucky draw prizes, including three radios that we're giving away from Free CJ. So do come along, and if you do go by and everything, you know, do pop by and say hello. And while we're there, by the way, Dan Hensley should also be coming along. We're going to be recording a couple editions of Media Network Plus on location, and we're also going to be doing a video for the video version of Media Network Plus. So if you see the camera and you see myself, come by and say hello. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Just come by and say hello. We'll have some fun. Again, the website for it is swlfest.com. Time now for some music. Here's Elvis Presley with Such a Night.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was.
Such a night.
The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it really was.
Such a night.
The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love.
Oh, it was a kiss.
Ooh, what a kiss it was, it really was.
Such a kiss.
Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was, it really was.
Such a kiss.
Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. But I gave my heart to her, sweet surrender.
Such a night.
Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss, the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night.
It was a night.
Ooh, what a night it was, it really was.
Such a night.
Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never get to the kiss in the moonlight. How will I remember? I'll always remember
that night.
Ooh, what a night it was, it really was.
Such a night.
When we kissed, I had to fall in love. But I gave my heart to her. I had to fall in love. While she's gone, gone, gone. Yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, dawn, dawn. And my love was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn. And before that dawn. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Such a night, Elvis Presley. Well, we have time for one more song to get in before we bid you adieu. Yes. Not too long ago, I started going through some boxes of tapes that I had with some interviews that I conducted 20, 25 years ago. And it's amazing. There's stuff that I had that I'd thought that I had lost, but I still had them. And I came across one called BB, not just one tape, actually two one-hour tapes, open reel tapes, that were named BB1, BB2. BB was, of course, standing for Billy Bragg, because in 1990 and 1991, I interviewed Billy Bragg when he went to Montreal. And I listened to a little bit of the tapes. It was quite interesting. So what I did is I contacted his people and I said, look, I interviewed Billy in 1990 and 1991. I'd like to do an update of the interview and do some flashback stuff at the same time. They said yes. So we're going to be interviewing him after the Chinese New Year. So I thought we'd have a little bit of Billy Bragg right now. Here he is with a hit that he had a few years ago called Sexuality. Billy Bragg, Sexuality, and I apologize. There was a little problem with that recording, which for some reason wasn't there at the end when we listened to it earlier. And on closer examination of the CD, which Kevin is doing right now, he says there is a problem. Well, okay, thank you. Too bad we didn't know about it earlier. And by the way, you're wondering why that was left in. It's because when we do this show, we record the show in one take as if it was live. So if anything does go wrong, well, you get to hear it and we sound like a bunch of twits. But no, that's the way we do the program. And well, you know, things happen, as they say, things happen. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. So on behalf of Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, thanks to the both of you. I'm Keith Perron, all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, sayonara, and finally, happy year of the dragon.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 ident and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues. And a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia, in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the dxr.ca internet website. That's dxr.ca. Good listening, everyone.